Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Oh, hi, Gabe. This is Maureen calling you back from Fisher Unitech. You couldn't hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry. What was your name? Marie? Marin?
Maureen.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, Maureen. I was reaching out there. We have a mutual customer here. It looks like a sales rep was Brent Jennings. Is he available by chance? Or?
Oh, yes. What is the name of the company that you work for?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're a commercial finance company. We're looking at getting you guys paid for a Gilmore Group, a company in New York City that I have a quote for here. So I was really looking to get some wiring instructions for the, it looks like the software they're bringing. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Let me just pull up Gilmore Group really quick, and then I'm going to give you over to Brent. Hang on a second. Oh, I'm sorry that you had to come in like third party here.
No problem.
Let me just see what he's got. What's going on? Oh, yeah, so it's a quote. Yes, I've got the quote here. Let me, and you are with the Bank of Cardiff, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, yes, correct.
Okay, your last name, Gabe, just so I have it, and I just so we don't lose you.
Yeah, it's Nowaskey.
Okay, Nowaski?
Yeah, you got it, Nowaski.
All right. So you were looking to pay that particular quote. You probably have a quote number. Well, I don't know if they issued an invoice for you.
I don't have. I just have a quote. Actually, I don't have the official invoice. We should be able to get it done without the invoice. It might, you know, I don't know if it makes more sense for you to get that over to me as well, if that's feasible to do. But
it is. But the quote and the invoice is pretty much the same.
You know what?
104718?
I have 104723, and the total is $9,341.47.
I've got that too. Okay. And I've got quote number 104723. Looks like there was a few different options there. So I'm going to give you over to Brent Jennings, and I want to give you his direct line as well. I'm hoping when I transfer you over, I can get him on the phone right away. If not, I'll have to get him on his cell if I have that.
Yeah, no problem.
Let me just see if I can get his number here. He's in Connecticut. Bear with me. Pardon me.
No problem.
Yep, it's coming around here. So he's part of our team here in Rhode Island or Littleton. Brent Jennings, here he is. His direct line, just to let you know, is area code 860-739-2709, and his extension is 7817, and I'm going to attempt to get you over directly to him right now.
Okay. And do you think that's necessary? I mean, can you provide me with the wiring instructions, or is that typically how you guys handle it? Okay, no problem.
No, he's probably going to give you, you want wiring instructions for a payment, right?
Correct, yeah, so we can.
Right, I think that really goes to our accounts receivable department.
Yeah, absolutely,
which in this case might be Sherry Dover. We just have to connect with her because our parent company is out of Troy, Michigan. What kind of information is that? Is it just a routing number?
Right, yeah, we're just looking for the wire instructions. Yeah, it's essentially the routing number so we can get you guys paid and get this equipment taken care of, in this case software, for our customer here. So.
Sure, and you know what? If Brent is not available, I'm going to go ahead and get Sherry Dover. I can get those instructions and get it over to you, and that's all you need. Do you need to know the bank? Do you need to know anything else besides the wiring instructions? The wiring number?
Just the wiring instructions, and I'm not sure. It seems like you guys had worked up some different quotes for them.
A few.
You could make note, just so we're squared away that it's the $9,341.47 there, just so there's no confusion on that. But you have the quote number there, so.
And I've got the quote number 104739, 9,341.47. Mm-hmm. I've got that.
Perfect.
And where is the Bank of Cardiff? Just where are you located
of? I'm in San Diego.
Oh, my favorite. Okay. I'm away from home for me.
Oh, is it? Are you from here?
Costa Mesa. Family in Claremont.
Oh, no, we're actually really very close to there. very close to the Astor, down the street.
Oh, good. And Gabe, can I have your email address, please?
Yeah, it's G, as in Gabe, and then N-O-W, like the word now, A-S, like the word as, K-E-Y, like the word key, G Nowoski, and that's at bankofcardiff.com.
Spelled out B-A-N-K-O-F-C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
F-F, like Frank Frank, yes.
Okay, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, Frank Frank, .com. I've got it.
Alrighty.
So whether I get Brent or not, I will get that back over to you within the next half an hour.
Okay, that would
I
be
hope.
Perfect.
I'm just hoping that the receivables people out in California, out in Troy, are going to give it to me.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and just to be precise here, I have a weird last name. It's you have Gnowaskey, right?
Yes.
At Bank of Cardiff.
At Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R, as in Robert, D-I-F-F.com.
Perfect. You got it.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Let me get a hold of either Brent and or accounts receivable, get the information. And your number is 858-779-0391.
Yes, ma'am. You got it, Maureen.
Lovely. Thank you, Gabe. You'll hear back from us shortly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.